recorded. So this is the Board of Listers, and we're here to hear the appeal of 165 Wildlife Loop. Mm-hmm. What we'll do is go around the table, introduce ourselves for the record.
Okay.
Okay, and then you'll have 15 minutes to give us your spiel, value of the house, why you think the value should change. And the board may have some questions or comments at the end, and then they will deliberate, go into deliberative session, and they will make a decision on what to do with the property assessment, whether to raise it, keep it the same, or lower it. And then you'll get a notice in the mail from the town by certified mail within 14 days at the end of the close, at the end of the hearings. Okay?
Sounds like fair.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Thank you. I'm Charlotte Gardner.
Hi, Charlotte.
Robert Vickery.
Jerry Barrows.
Jerry. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And I'm Louise Jodwin.
Okay. You have the floor, Louise.
I do.
It's all yours.
Okay. Mine's going to be very simple, okay? It's more questions, really, about, you know, how this all happened. So between my first letter in May to a month later, my assessment went up $100,000. And I haven't got a clue why. I mean, I had to have CPR when I got the first letter. So this was a little bit of a shock to see it go up even again. And I guess I'm just kind of trying to figure out, because nobody came to the house. I just got a letter that it went up $100,000 more. So I'm not really sure how that happened or why that happened.
I hopefully can answer some of that.
Yeah.
So the initial assessments that the appraisal company did, when we sent them out, they sent out the notices, even though it was on the town letterhead. That was by contract.
Yeah.
They sent out the initial notices, and when they sent them out, what we found was on Anna's Court, Loma Tier, and Wildlife Loop, there was some errors in the condos.
There were what?
Errors in the condos.
Errors.
Some of the condos were assigned the wrong category code. So there's three different styles of condos in those two neighborhoods.
Okay.
And they're broken down into each style. And some of them were given the wrong style codes.
Okay.
Some of them actually had the wrong sketches. They were sketched as a different type of condo. So we actually had to go through all of those and redo all of the condos in those two neighborhoods.
Okay.
So there was significant changes.
My style was one of those that were affected by that?
Yes.
Okay.
And the one floor ones, the single story ones, are a certain code, and their sales in between those were between $600,000 and $750,000. And so that's why we tried appraising them at what they're selling for. And there's also other, your particular style, there's other communities that have the same style, built by the same builder, throughout the town. So we looked at those neighborhoods as well to get to where we're at for price per square foot on yours. And that's why there's such a change.
And people are actually getting
some of them went
$12,000 for a duplex.
So the last one that was sold was $750,000.
Okay, and I think I might have heard I think that was the one that's in Loma Tier, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that individual put $150,000 worth of upgrades in that house. Mine still doesn't have pictures on the wall. I mean, I'm sorry. You know, it's not.
Yeah.
So, I'm like, it's kind of puzzles me as to, I can't even imagine putting that kind of price tag if I was to sell that house.
Yeah.
You know, I can't imagine that I would get that for it, because I have nothing special in that house. It's just,
it was the standard.
It was a standard, mm-hmm. You know, it was just the standard. There was nothing special in that home. That we had no special upgrade. Probably the only thing that we did have is the hardwood floors, which is different from my neighbor's. You know, he had carpeting in his mm-hmm. bedrooms. I think that's the only thing that's maybe somewhat different. But probably the most significant thing that I would like to mention is that, you know, we're in a area of 24 condos, and we have one septic system. It's huge.
Mm-hmm.
And the main part of it is in my backyard.
Oh.
I did not know that when we built. We would have never, ever bought that piece of property had we known that. So it was not transparent. It was not on blueprints. It wasn't anywhere. We just showed up one day, and we see this humongous thing sitting in our backyard. We had no clue that that was sitting in. So I've done a lot of putting in trees and putting in bushes and putting this and this and that to cover it all up.
Yeah.
But the fact is, it's right there.
Yeah, that big mountain.
It's in my backyard.
Is it a mountain?
No. This thing that's in the ground.
Oh.
And it's this is where, and when they come and do the dumping out,
oh,
this
the
kind
empty,
of
it's emptying,
and it's
the
right
tank.
There.
It's the
so should there ever be a problem, God help me, it would probably overflow into my home. Anyway, so that to me, that's a big detriment in. You know, if somebody sees that, they're going to, that's the first thing I saw when I came, when we were building it. I came to that piece of property and I looked out the sunroom and I went, what is that? You know, we didn't know that was going to happen. So that's one thing. It's one piece that I just wanted to mention.
Great. It's very good, Charlotte.
Now, the other thing that I wanted to also.
This one right here, and that's the system right there.
Oh wow, it's huge.
Bring it in.
Yeah.
Oop.
This all.
Yeah.
It's big, but it's the tank, right?
Yep.
The holding
it's
tank.
Huge.
Everybody.
Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah.
I understand. Thank God I was in Florida when it was emptied, back in April. It took three huge trucks.
Okay. You can see the tank right behind it.
I hear it was terrible. Okay, but so I just wanted to bring that out. The other questions, if you don't mind, is so in this thing that I got online from you, okay, there's two things that I just wondered about. First of all, it says that it's two stories, but you're counting the basement as one story, one, and then the main floor, correct?
So those are.
Yeah.
That is the.
Replacement cost, building percent. It says it's a two-story.
Yeah. So in the condominium.
It says one.
Okay, but and so this thing down here where it says.
Oh, that's total.
That's
down here when it says stories, it says two.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so that has to do with the. We have to create a parcel for the condominiums. For the entire it's so that if the group, the complex decides to get a permit, mm-hmm. there's a parcel for that, and we have to fill in information on that parcel. Okay, so some of the houses are two-story, some of them one-story, so we put two-story.
Okay.
So it's for the entire complex. It's for the common land.
This is the accurate one. They know it's a one-story.
Okay. It's
for the entire.
I know there's one here, but then it said
yeah.
two down here, so I just kind of wanted to make sure that.
And I don't know why they add it for the common area, but that's the parcel for the common area and the data for the common area.
Okay. I just wanted to make it clear that I'm one-story, you know. And the other thing that I was questioning is about, it says extra fixtures too. What is a fixture?
So a fixture is the plumbing.
Okay.
In the house. So
okay.
Typically, if your typical bathroom is going to have a bathing area, a toilet, and a sink.
Okay.
Sometimes it'll have to be a double vanity, so yeah. That'll be one extra fixture.
Oh. Okay.
Okay. So, and then if you've got a set tub, that's another extra fixture. If there's a bar sink or a second sink in the kitchen, that's an extra fixture. If there's a set tub in the garage, that would be an extra fixture. Sometimes there's two bathrooms with double vanities, so you'd end up with two extra fixtures.
Okay.
That's what it is.
Okay. So, two extra fixtures.
So what do you have in your master? You have two sinks.
I have two sinks.
And then in the other bathroom,
I have
one sink.
That's correct.
And you have a shower in your bathroom.
I have it in the master. I have a shower, but I also have a A jacuzzi tub.
Yes.
So that is okay. And I kind of figured that's what it was. I just wanted to be absolutely sure I understood what that meant. Okay. That's really all I have.
Good information.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So
know that Bob will tell you what we're going to do from here.
Okay.
But the estimated tax rate, we don't know it yet.
Okay.
Is about 1.3.
Okay.
Whereas the former tax rate was 2.53.
2.53, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So applying that new tax rate to your assessment will give you a much closer idea of what your taxes are going to be.
Okay.
And you're going to tell me what that is, right?
Can you just
are we off the record now? We don't know.